time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 38. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Production of Illinois' two most valuable crops fell by roughly one-fifth last year, according to final crop yield numbers released Friday by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Corn and soybean growers saw production drop 18.6% and 20.4% respectively compared to 2018. Farmers harvested just over 1.8 billion bushels of corn, down from more than 2.2 billion the year before. Soybean production decreased from around 667 million bushels to just over 532 million. 2019 was the worst year for corn since 2012, when farmers produced about 1.3 billion bushels. Soybean production had its worst year since 2013, which saw 461 million bushels. Yield per acre was down 14% for corn at 180 bushels and 15% for soybeans at 54 bushels. That's the lowest for corn since 2015 and the lowest for soybeans since 2013. Wetter than normal planting and growing conditions are two reasons for the stunted production. January through June was the wettest first 6 months on record in Illinois, according to the State Climatologist Office. More news next.
Live a healthy lifestyle with fitness classes offered at the Bobcat Den in Fairfield. Fitness instructors Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard offer a variety of one-hour classes to accommodate all ages and exercise levels, including yoga, Pilates mini ball, total body fun, yoga rhythm, and armchair Pilates. Monthly package plans start at $25, and a free fitness center membership is included with most plans. Register today by calling Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
When a need for medical care arises outside of regular business hours, simply visit Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Urgent Care at the FMH Medical Complex, 213 Northwest 10th Street, Suite A Left. There is no need for an appointment, and walk-ins are always welcome. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care treats strains, sprains, sore throats, colds, flu, minor lacerations, minor fractures, and more. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 5.
In other news, the City of Fairfield is accepting applications for the position of Deputy Treasurer. The job is a full-time appointed position that will report to the mayor. A high school diploma or high school equivalency certificate is required for the position, and a college degree is preferred. Applications will be reviewed as they are received, and they will be accepted until the position is filled. The starting date for the job must be approved by the City Council. Applications can be obtained at City Hall, and they can be submitted, along with a cover letter, resume, and three letters of reference to the City's HR department. Wages will be commensurate with education and experience, and the job will include a variety of benefits. Fairfield Public Golf Course volunteers will conduct the first in a series of winter pork burger cookouts this Saturday on Main Street in front of the Wayne County Courthouse. Drive-through service will begin at approximately 10 a.m. Additional Saturday cookouts are scheduled through the end of February. Pork burgers will be sold for $3, pork chops for $4, and drinks for $1. Proceeds will help offset course operating costs, and volunteers and customers are greatly appreciated. Volunteers should confirm their availability with Marty Vaughn via text at 617-866-3378 or by email at martinrvaughn@gmail.com. University of Illinois Health System officials have proposed building a $191 million outpatient care center next to the school's hospital on Chicago's west side. The six-story, 200,000-square-foot building would be connected to the main hospital by a bridge, according to an application filed by the University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System. There is already an outpatient building connected to the hospital, but university officials say there is a demand for more services. The proposed second building would include clinics, a pharmacy, and a waiting area for surgery patients. The project application said it would be funded through a public-private partnership. A hearing has been set for April 7th. If approval is granted, the project could be completed by 2022. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office, Fairfield Police Department, Southern Illinois Drug Task Force, and Wayne County Drug Task Force conducted a drug warrant sweep over the past week and arrested several suspects. The warrants were obtained by investigations conducted by the Wayne County Drug Task Force, which is comprised of an officer from the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, the Fairfield Police Department, and the Wayne City Police Department. The Sheriff's Department released the names of 10 suspects who were arrested on charges ranging from delivery of methamphetamine to possession of meth. The list includes 31-year-old Kimberly D. Charles, 20-year-old Brendan K. Payton, 27-year-old Devin B. Baker, 21-year-old Macy Randolph Bailey, 58-year-old Dave J. Koontz, 21-year-old Ace A. Haygood, 30-year-old Ronald D. Stark, 30-year-old Tisha M. Jennings, 34-year-old Eddie L. Morton, and 27-year-old Andy L. Bailey. The Sheriff's Department says the warrant sweep was the culmination of lengthy investigations by the Wayne County Drug Task Force into the meth problem in the county. Further arrests are anticipated. The Fairfield-Wayne County Area Development Commission will meet this afternoon to discuss the City Council's upcoming vote to decommission the group. To most commission members, discussion last week by the Fairfield City Council's TIF Committee recommending the abolition of the 10-member commission was a complete surprise. The three-person TIF Committee voted unanimously to have the entire City Council vote on the matter tomorrow night. Commission Chairman Royce Carter has called a special meeting today at 3 p.m. at the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce office downtown. Carter said he resisted a request by Mayor Brent McGuire to reschedule the meeting for just prior to the City Council meeting Tuesday night. Mayor McGuire has a seat on the commission. Carter said he was not interested in hearing an explanation by the city's Springfield attorney Dan Shearing of changes designed to sunset the commission. Carter says the current ordinance requires a two-thirds vote from both the City Council and the commission to disband the group, which is made up of non-elected citizens. Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colclasure has released the 911 statistics for Wayne County for the last year.
Last year, 2019, we had 8,880 calls that were logged for service alone. Now, the mind-boggling number in my building, which is 911 and Fairfield Police, basically, we handled approximately 31,000 phone calls.
Of the calls for service, 939 were fire calls dispatched, 2,168 were EMS calls, 5,245 were law enforcement calls for service, and 528 were handled by the dispatcher. Chief Colclasure also mentioned that, in the future, the city will need to add a second person to answer 911 calls, whereas only one person is on call currently at any given time.
Because there comes a time when the busy part of the day we're going to have to fill two seats. Mm-hmm. There's a formula that the state of Illinois puts out that we look at and say, okay, yeah, we're still all right to run one with our backup at Edwards County. But there will come a time when, all right, you got so many calls, you need to cut. And that's the reason we haven't built two stations in, one for backup and two in case we have a big problem.
Looking specifically at 2020, the chief said he hopes to get the FCHS school resource officer up and running, and he also hopes to get more training for his officers. In addition, He encourages people to call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777 if they have any information on the recent string of burglaries in and around the city. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6 p.m. at City Hall. The night will begin with a presentation of the FY19 audit, and the council will then hold discussions on recommendations from the city's TIF committee, which met last week. The council could approve three items from the committee, including an amendment of the city's Code of Ordinances, effectively disbanding the Fairfield Area Development Commission, an ordinance amending a redevelopment agreement with Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery, and TIF procedures and applications. Aldermen will then hold a discussion on a request to pay for a portion of the public sewer main extension, and action is possible. Action is also possible on an ordinance pertaining to video gaming and an update to the police and fire eligibility roster. The council is then expected to adopt a supplement to the city's Code of Ordinances, and it will also again discuss flooding issues and the Lakeside Reservoir Project. The Fairfield Community High School Varsity Scholastic Bowl team participated in the Illinois High School Scholastic Bowl Coaches Association Turnabout Tournament on Saturday at FCHS. The Fairfield A team captured third place in the tournament, and the Fairfield B team captured fifth place. Fairfield A defeated NCOE, Hamilton County, Mount Carmel A, Mount Carmel B, and Fairfield B. They fell in two close matches to Carterville, who took second place, and first place Heron. Seniors Jason Wright, Lex Gonzalez, and Carly Taylor were named to the all-tournament team. Answering toss-ups for the FCHS A team were Wright with 37, Gonzalez with 19, Taylor with 12, Jaleese Kinney with 5, Brenna Freeman with 3, and Tegan Rule with 2. Answering toss-ups for the B team were Claire Kakak with 11, Jacob Britt with 10, Xavier Tullis with 9, Bryce Garner with 7, Phoebe August with 2, and Emily Burbank with 1. Also participating were Abby Marshall and Cody Nobles. Governor J.B. Pritzker is discussing some of the criminal justice reforms he would like to see passed. Kim Howard reports.
The goal is to reduce the Illinois prison population, which is at about 40,000 inmates. Governor Pritzker says he'd like to see an end to cash bail in Illinois.
The cost of putting people in jail and having them sit there because they don't have the $200 or $500 for bail, that's a cost to taxpayers that we ought to eliminate.
The governor also wants to look at mandatory minimum sentencing laws, giving judges more discretion during sentencing based on the details of each individual case. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Ginger Ostroh, a former Chicago State University chief financial officer, has been named the new executive director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Ostroh was named to the post earlier this month, according to a release from the board. She takes over the agency as it is intensifying its focus on improving college attainment and closing achievement gaps. Ostroh also served as the deputy executive director at the Illinois Student Assistance Commission and worked in the Office of Budget Planning at Governor State University. That's the news. Area deaths next.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number 5, free health clinic. Number 4, paid holidays. Number 3, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number 2, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number 1 reason, you will be home daily.
Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 40. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to Andrew Dees, all your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 28,890, up 67. The NASDAQ is at 9,251, up 73. February crude oil is at $58.40. That is down 64 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 77-year-old Fairfield resident Jerry H. Talbert died at 11:40 a.m. on Saturday at Nature Trail Healthcare Center in Mount Vernon. He was a truck driver. Jerry Talbert is survived by his wife, Sharon, daughter Lisa Wells of Olney, four stepchildren, two grandsons, 13 step-grandchildren, seven step-great-grandchildren, siblings Lowell Talbert and Elaine McKittrick, both of Johnsonville, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Jerry Talbert will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be on Tuesday, tomorrow, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery, with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. Memorials may be made to SSM Hospice, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 70-year-old McLeansboro resident John Daniel Smith died on Friday at Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. He was a retired custodian. John Smith is survived by his wife, Carol, sons John Smith Jr. and Noah Smith, two brothers and two sisters. A memorial service for John Smith will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to service time. Memorials may be made to the family to help with expenses, and they will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Fairfield resident Joy Auvel Weiss died at 12:25 p.m. on Saturday. She was a medical assistant. Joy Weiss is survived by her daughter, Linda Weiss of Houston, Texas, son Edward Weiss of Galesburg, Michigan, five grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Joy Weiss will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday at Pleasant Grove Church west of Jeff. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Burial will be at Pleasant Grove Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Clay County Hospice, and they will be accepted at the church and at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 60-year-old Mount Vernon resident Ray Kent Gay died last Tuesday at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. He was a member of the Grayville First Christian Church. Kent Gay is survived by brother Niall Gay of Albion, two nieces, three great-nieces, and three great-nephews. Per Kent Gay's wishes, his body will be cremated. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. Memorials may be made to the family to assist with expenses. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, partly cloudy skies and a high today of 45. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. We're expecting a low of 38 and then sunny skies and warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 55. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scattered showers on Wednesday with a high of 62 and low of 28. Partly cloudy skies on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 40 and low of 28 and a chance for rain on Friday. Friday's high will be around 42 with an overnight low of 32.